Good morning, this is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, June 4th, 2025. This coming Saturday will be a busy day in Belfast, including their Pride Day celebration and a climate resiliency fair. They're happening in close proximity, so it's possible to make it to both.
Hi everyone, I'm Brenda Harrington, the Adult Program Director at the Belfast Free Library.
And I'm Ellie Daniels, a founding board member of the Friends of Harriet L. Hartley Conservation Area. We're members of the Waldo County Climate Action Coalition, which has organized the Climate Resilience Fair.
We're here today to invite everyone to come to the Climate Resilience Fair this Saturday, June 7th, at Steamboat Landing in Belfast from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
The fair is free. We have family activities, music, food trucks, and speakers. We've designed the Climate Resilience Fair to be an opportunity for folks to come and learn from the more than 40 vendors, local businesses, and nonprofits with resources and examples of how to make your home and landscape more environmentally friendly and prepare for extreme weather events. How to stay cool in the summer and warm in the winter. Reduce the amount of household garbage. Vendor showcasing. Electric bikes and cars, heat pumps for your home or business, solar panels and other renewable technologies, native plants, land conservation, composting, and food security. You can find the list of vendors on our website.
All this and fun family activities too, including make your own upcycled puppet, come participate in a nature scavenger hunt with prizes, and many more lawn games to happen. We'll have music in the gazebo beginning at noon with C Strings, at 1, the Driveway Band, and at 2, Pinwheel Coalition. We have food trucks lined up for the event. We have Portable Buy Place and Stone Fox Creamery. Plus, we have a powerhouse lineup of speakers in the boathouse. We have David Gibson, Director of Energy from the College of the Atlantic, Jack Shapiro from the Natural Resource Council of Maine, Sean Burkell, Maine State Climatologist, Parker Gassett from Maine Sea Grant, Steve Ouellette from Citizen Climate Lobby, Nick Jansen from Maine Conservation Alliance, and Alan Gibson, co-owner and co-founder of Geologic here in Belfast.
We are the Waldo County Climate Action Coalition, organizations whose mission is to collaborate to reduce impacts of climate change and build sustainable communities in Waldo County. WaldoClimateAction.org. Come and see us.
That was Brenda Harrington and Ellie Daniels. The Waldo County Climate Resiliency Fair is coming up on Saturday from 10 to 3 at the Steamboat Landing in Belfast. The Belfast Pride Parade and Party in the Park is happening at roughly the same time, with the parade ending at Heritage Park, where the party will be held. Heritage Park is at the bottom of the Main Street Hill in Belfast. Just keep going down Main Street until you come to the water, and the park is on your right. That's where the parade ends and where the Pride Party will be held. Steamboat Landing, where the Climate Resiliency Fair will be happening, is just a short walk away next to the Belfast Boathouse. Belfast Pride is hosted by Belfast Area High School Gender and Sexuality Alliance and Our Town Belfast, and those who are planning to march in the parade should line up at 10:30 at the high school. The parade starts at 11 and it ends at Heritage Park for a party from noon to 2 p.m. I'll put this information on the archives and some links as well, along with today's program at weru.org. Just go to the Spoken Word Archive section in case you missed any of those details. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.